Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We got Gilbert on the line. Chief? Oh, Keith and Gilbert. Do we have to hear about Vanderbilt again?
No, he didn't have a slump buster for the Astros, but he had, I guess, free agents that can solve their problems.
Oh. Oh, yeah, well, he is our free agent. Carson Wentz on the list?
Well, I don't know if he's going to pick an NFL quarterback to help the Astros.
But maybe might.
JD Martinez. I know he's mentioned him a couple times.
Oh, yeah. Okay, JD Martinez. He's one of those young and up-and-coming players. Let's get Gilbert in here. He's been waiting the longest. Let's get him in. Hey, Gilbert? Gilbert, are you there? Gilbert's not there. Gilbert, you can't. I guess we can't do what we did to him, like go through a segment and then a break.
Or longer than that.
Well, maybe he's longer.
I can hear rustling, but no voice, no words coming from him for some reason.
He's asleep. That's why. There's no question he's asleep. All right. Let's get Keith in here, see where he wants Carson Wentz to be today. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys. To get Gilbert to wake up, you got to offer up that Outback Steakhouse to play the Hey Alexa, and he'll wake right up. But the key to getting the Astros out of this slump is simple. You shake up the roster. Trammell needs to go on injured list. He's banged up. You sit Sanchez. You send down Melton. You bring in some professional hitters who are well-rested, like a David Peralta. Bring home J.D. Martinez. Shake up the roster. Trammell is banged up. He looks like he's laboring out there. Sanchez hasn't hit in a week. Send him down. Get out TV back in left. Jacob Melton, he's not ready for these types of at-bats. Get some professional hitters in there, some veterans that can bring that presence like Correa, and they will jump out of this funk. They'll head to Baltimore, probably get a split, but they're not scoring any runs. Sanchez, Melton, Trammell is banged up. You got to sit this guy. You're rotating the last reliever every other day on the roster. Bring in some professional, proven guys that know how to get out of this funk, that know what it's like to play 160-something games.
Who are you asking? Who are you trying to bring up? I'm good with most of what you're saying, but who are these guys that you're bringing up?
You're not bringing guys up. You're calling veteran guys who are ready to go.
You mean street? But, Keith, let's be honest. Your name should just be Free Agent Keith, because – everything that you do revolves around street free agents.
I got patron saint of lost causes, from Vanderbilt to random free agents that aren't good anymore.
That's a really good one. Yeah.
Dell's Miami Dolphins are all free agents. Darren Waller and Matthew Judon.
That's football. Who else? You have to sign. Yes, free agents get signed. But baseball.
Not guys on the street.
But baseball free agents in September, August,
it's
September?
Literally before the season starts in football. Yeah, September baseball? I don't know.
You got to bring guys up. You haven't scored runs in a week.
But you always want to bring guys in from the street.
Why do you think a guy that no team wants is going to come in here
and who's not even
be a difference maker? I mean, nobody wants him.
Trammell's been on a different team 4 straight years. He needs to rest. He's not used to playing this many games.
That's all fine, but we're talking about you're asking the Astros to bring in guys who don't play baseball anymore. Yeah. I don't know, just because they're veterans.
Peralta, like, Peralta and J.D. Martinez are retired, and they're basically, they brought Taylor Scott up for one game, and then they sent him back down. They're rotating guys all the time. So many injuries and so many underperforming players on the back end of the roster.
They're going to stick with their system. They're going to stick with their system. They're not going to bring in 37-year-old players.
J.D. Martinez?
They're not doing that. No. That's not what they're going to do. And J.D. Martinez isn't going to – J.D. Martinez is not going to play in place of
– I'll give you an example because he called in about this guy earlier on my show. It'd be like if, let's say, the Rockets in April decide, you know what, we'd really like to take a look at John Wall and see what he's got. I know he's been out of the league for a couple years, but maybe we could use him to bolster our point guard play going into the playoffs. No, not going to happen. They are what they are, unfortunately, right now.
David Peralta is a 37-year-old outfielder. He's no longer – he hit 267 last year. I mean, he's done, 259, 255, 248, 251. His OPS, career OPS is 782. It was 750, 675, 652. I mean, what? This is going to – this a 650 guy? A 650 OPS guy basically over the last – I mean, what? This is what you're looking for? I don't know.
What up?
Keith, I mean, what was with all these washed-up guys? Carson Wentz and J.D. Martinez.
It's all
and,
about street free agents for him in every sport. That's every his thing, sport. Though, but that's his that's his calling card. I knew something was afoot when he's like, you got to bring up some guys who are veterans. So I'm like, I'm thinking of the minor leagues. Like, I guess he's talking about Yordan? I mean, I don't know who the Astros have. And that's why I ask, and I should, of course, guys who don't play the sport anymore. That's his thing. Street free agents.
Yeah.
When usually that really doesn't work out.
No. Like, J.D. Martinez has got some magic potion now that he's going to get back to, you know, 10 years ago when he was an all-star. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, he was a great, you know what? That was a huge mistake. That's one of Jeff Luno's biggest mistakes was letting J.D. Martinez walk.
Well, it's the biggest mistake.
Yeah, his biggest mistake. Mm-hmm. But that was a long time ago now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a decade ago.
Maybe you don't hear. You know, he's
been good since then. 5 years ago.
He don't shine shoes no more, but he also doesn't even play baseball.
Yeah. All right. Keith, man. Can't call in about Vanderbilt again next time.
At least they're active and playing football this fall.
Yeah. They got Diego Pavia.
Oh, damn it. This guy told me, I just registered for school to get a student discount on Sunday ticket, half off. I'll be enrolled in one fall class. How am I not doing it with my kids? That's so stupid. I didn't know that. Dumb, dumb, dumb.
What did you do?
Dumb, Lance.
If you are a student and it can be proven in college, you get Sunday ticket half off. So the guy just enrolled in one class. So the cost of the class plus Sunday ticket's going to be less than paying full price.
God, you're so dumb.
How do you not know that?
Dumb,
you work there.
Dumb,
you don't know about
dumb.
All
you work there.
All the deals?
What are they telling us? They don't tell us anything about Sunday ticket. This isn't even their thing. This isn't NFL media's thing. This is YouTube's thing. We sold it to YouTube. This is YouTube's business now. They gave the NFL all that money. They gave them multiple billions.
So, you can subscribe to NFL Sunday Ticket as a student for
$119
per year.
Mine was $519. This is $400 less?
All you got to do is prove that you're a student.
I got to cancel. Alec, congratulations on your Sunday ticket. But I get the login.
Yeah, you get the login.
I got to get the login. He's going to try to get the login.
Except they're going to know where it is.
That's what I'm saying. I think only one person can be logged in. What you have to do, yeah, I got to figure out. You bring your iPad or your phone to the same Wi-Fi when you sign up, so it's connected as a home account. That's how you do it.
So for the people out there who either have a student or are going to do what Pepe Le Pew did, have to have a sheer ID, or you're going to have to upload documents that prove that you're a student, and then voila, $119.
How about that?
Or voila, whatever. So there it is.
Voila.
It's spelled I thought of it in my head, spelled with a V, but it's like, voila.
It's Viola only with a O-I.
Voila. Either way, there's your shot. If you want it discounted, become a student.
That's all. Or, yeah, take one class at the junior college.
Yeah, it'll cost you. I don't know what it costs now, but it'll cost you less than.
Which is more, junior college one class or half the price?
I don't know what San Jack offers as far as classes. What's the price for a class at this point?
I don't. No one knows. It's more. No. It's going to be more than a Sunday ticket.
Not according to Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah, but in real life, well, you're going to college for $200 a, even with one class.
Do you actually have to show up?
No, you could drop it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you could drop it. You probably lose some kind of fees or something. Boy, this is the ultimate hack trying to do that. But
yeah, just drop the class. Boom, I was signed up. What? You see? What? All right, the summer sales event is going on right now at Chastang Ford. It doesn't end until September 2nd, but September 2nd is around the corner now. It used to be a long way away, but they've been doing this for a little while now. And here's the deal, is I want to make sure that they still – I want you to go now because Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you got these 3 days here. I can't believe that there's 2024 still on the lot. And here's the deal. Those 2024s are brand new models, but they're 2024. So they got to get them off. They're going to make a deal. 2025s? They're getting old too now, okay? But your deal right now is the 2024, 0% for 48 months, 4 years, 4 years at 0% financing. That's unbelievable. Zero down, no payments for 90 days. A new 2024 and select 2024 and 2025 models. You're looking for that truck, that SUV, there's one place to go. Plus, a complimentary two-year maintenance plan. There's no dealer add-ons, no fees, transparency always at Chastang Ford. It's what they do. They are going to get you in that truck. I'm telling you, at a better price, you're going to have a better deal, and you've got transparency on the deal every time. There's no hidden fees. They just don't do it. They just don't do it. 0% for 48 months, nothing down, no payments for up to 90 days. Let's go. 2024 and 25 models, ChastangFord.com. On 610 at Homestead, not Homestead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastang Ford.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN put out its top 100 college football players. Dale, you seen this?
Yeah, there was a disagreement yesterday on my show about a certain quarterback who's very high up there.
Arch?
No, not Arch. Klubnik.
Klubnik?
I don't even think he's the best player on his own team, let alone the top four player in the country.
He's fourth, yep. So, number one player, I don't even know that it's arguable, is Jeremiah Smith, wide receiver from Ohio State. They got Anthony Hill Jr., the Texas linebacker, second.
That's good. Finally, somebody's putting some respect on his name because that dude is a baller.
Yeah.
I've been seeing all these mock drafts that have him like 8th, 9th, 10th, and they've got Sam Levitt ahead of him. Like, what are y'all doing? That dude's got serious rush, and he can play off-ball linebacker, and he can play as a rusher.
They got Colin Simmons, defensive end from Texas, 11th. Arch is up there. John Mateo. Okay, so Cade Klubnik is fourth on this list, right? Garrett Nussmeier is eighth, the LSU quarterback. Then you got Drew Aller, 17th.
Come on. Look.
Lenoris Sellers, 19th.
I know the importance of the quarterback. We're not going to question that. Those guys mean the most. But these guys aren't the – how many quarterbacks are in the top 25 of the best players in the country?
20. Sam Levitt is 21st.
We're talking
– Arch is 23rd.
Guy who's never taken a DJ snap against Lagway's a real team 25th. Before.
So – what do they got? Seven quarterbacks in the
top 25?
Seven quarterbacks
of the top 25 players in the country. Seven. Yeah. What are we doing? I know.
Well, but you got to stand
out. They didn't say the importance of the player.
Right.
The best player? Seven of them?
Right.
Some guys who, even the guys you love are inexperienced because of injury or guys ahead of them.
And listen, Carson Beck is 29th.
Look,
he was terrible.
He was not good last year.
No, how could you put him as one of the top 30 player when he was awful last year?
You want to say he's one of the 30 most important players because of what he might do if he's good? Fine. That's a different list.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And then Field Yates put out, listen to this, Lance. This is next year's draft. First overall, Cleveland Browns select Arch Manning. Jets select Lenora Sellers. Number three, Saints, Cade Klubnik. And then after that, you've got the Rams selecting Sam Leavitt at number nine. Then 11, Drew Aller will go to the Colts.
So the 20, sorry, Lance can't answer because he's on the phone outside. Sorry about that. So the 2026 draft will be one of the best quarterback drafts of all time.
16, Garrett Nussmeier. They got the Texans taking Jeremiah Love, a Notre Dame running back. Okay, I'm good with that. But you got how many? Seven quarterbacks going in the first round?
Seven.
Yeah.
If you just put the disclaimer, this is for entertainment purposes and I need the clicks, fine. But seven quarterbacks?
In the first round.
It's ridiculous.
And the other list, Lance, was like six or seven quarterbacks of the top 25 players in college football, six or seven of them are quarterbacks?
No,
seven.
That's incorrect.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. No.
Just give quarterback, just because it's an important position doesn't mean these are the best players. When you go best players, this should allow you to get outside of that whole bull crap that you have to do with mock drafts or you put a bunch of quarterbacks in. Once you say best players, oh, good. We don't have to put all these quarterbacks in the best player list. Not high up, at least.
The number one quarterback next year is going to be Lenora Sellers, not Arch. First of all, we'll see if Arch goes. If it's the Browns, I don't think there's any chance he's going to the Browns. He's going to just stay in college. No way.
Hey,
no
is there
way
a chance is Archie. Browns?
Is, no way is Koopa going to let him go.
Okay, so the Browns have had a little taste of what it's like to have Shador, and that's through no fault of Shador. Shador's been fine that I know of. He's been no problem, said all the right things. But it's the stuff that comes along with it, all the extra Deion stuff, which hasn't even cranked up yet. All the Shador media stuff, you're always being challenged. What are the Browns doing? The Browns, it was always going to be Joe Flacco starting.
Yeah.
So you have to deal with a lot. Right now, they're carrying four quarterbacks. Go show me a team that carries four quarterbacks on their roster. This came up to me, and I thought about it before, but now we're getting slapped in the face with it. What are they going to do at the quarterback position? Because nobody carries four quarterbacks on the
Well, when you got
roster.
Joe Flacco, though, you almost have to have three.
I know, but their three are Flacco, Pickett, Gabriel, and Shador.
Is Pickett make it? I don't know.
Yeah, Pickett is an NFL backup for sure. I mean, yeah, honestly, if it were me, then this is also how I had it rated. I would cut Dylan Gabriel and try to put him on practice squad. The more talented quarterback is Shador Sanders. So if you cut him and try to sneak into practice squad, you might, because the same teams that wouldn't draft Shador, they still haven't spoken with them. They still don't know him. They still have the same issues. They still haven't put him on the whiteboard. So, you know, it could be a situation where no one wants to pick him up because they don't have the intel they needed even when the draft was going on. They still don't have that. But I'd be a little bit concerned because I think he has more NFL talent than Dylan Gabriel does. So I think if you cut Shador and try to get him to the practice squad, he might get picked up. Dylan Gabriel might get picked up as well. But now that's just me. I think more highly of Shador as a prospect than Dylan Gabriel. But what are they going to do? They're not going to keep – somebody's getting ready to have an injury because they're not keeping four quarterbacks on a 53-man roster. They just can't.
I'm watching right now Dove Kleiman put out scary Brown superstar quarterback Deshaun Watson is ramping things up as he continues to rehab his Achilles injury. The rest of the league is in trouble.
He's not being for real.
Well, I'm watching. He's actually dropping back and throwing balls.
Who would say they're in trouble in real life?
The rest of the league is in trouble.
Based on how he's played the last 2 years.
I mean,
that's got to be a joke. That's just rage baiting.
The Browns just can't wait till he gets back.
So that's Browns what the fans. Kids call rage bait. He's just rage baiting you.
Hmm.
What are you talking about, Dove? Well, he's actually trying to rage bait me. I'm not falling for it. Nice try. No banana in the tailpipe for you, Dove.
Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, Dove. You lose on this one. Scary. The rest scary. Of the league it's is in trouble.
It's clearly a joke. No one's
yeah.
scared.
Yeah, I know.
Lance, you may know more about this than either one of us. I would feel like if that's the way I had to write, because I think you're more involved in Twitter than both me and John. If I had to write that way for my job, it would be soul-crushing. Like, scary. Deshaun Watson's putting in that work. Like, if that's how my life went and that's how I had to earn my money, mm-hmm. by writing stupid sentences like that to get people to pay attention, I think I would die on the inside every
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I would too, but this generation is way different. It doesn't matter.
How
whatever.
Is Dove Kleiman? Is Dove he in his 30s?
That was a guy who sold his account.
To someone. So to someone else. Who knows who it is.
So it's just somebody who understands rage baiting gets engagements. The engagements are going to get more followers. I don't know how he's going to monetize it. He'll monetize it somehow. But, yeah, that's just – I feel bad for people like Dan Parr, my editor, who have to come up with headlines that will – elicit clicks, because I had to come after him one time because I didn't like the tone. He took something that I wrote, an article that they asked, and they really made it sound like something it wasn't to try to generate some controversy and bring people. I said, hey, I'm not comfortable with this at all. This is not. And to his credit, he always goes to me, hey, is it okay if we, you know, this, if I say this, and I'm like, yeah, and that's almost always yes. But I feel bad because they've got to write headlines that draw you in, and frankly it's clickbait a lot of times. We did it. John and I weren't happy with some of the stuff that the guy who used to run the sports map stuff here at the station, some of the things that how he worded it, we had to say, hey dude, this isn't what we're talking about. Oh, you're making us look bad here. This isn't what the tone of what we were talking about is. But their job is to bring people in, and that's the currency now. The currency when it's views and subscriptions is, man, by any means necessary. And that's why you get all the hot take stuff. That's why you get the garbage clickbait articles, because people are trying to survive and make money. And, you know, that's the currency now. So, yeah, you would die on the inside, but these guys are thriving because they are soulless. They don't care. Dove Kleiman, that's not even the dude's name. ML Football, JP Football. These old garbage-ass accounts, they just aggregate, steal stuff, get people to follow, and then their accounts have way more followers than people who do good stuff and have good comments, good content, and they get beat out by these just clickbait trolls and rage baiters. It's terrible.
Yeah. All right.
Although, Doug, I will say, that account does have some stuff that, you know, that I find things out from that account from time to time.
Oh, yeah. No. Every once in a while.
Hey, just got note this morning. Rafael Stone is going to be able to join the show tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour. We have to fine-tune. He's got a very small window. Okay. So he'll join. So make sure if you want to hear the Rockets GM, we'll have him in the 9 o'clock hour. I'll give you a time. Hopefully tweet it out later. Definitely have it on the show tomorrow morning once I'm able to fine-tune it with him. And then Josh Pate.
Today.
Is Pate? I gotta ask if Pate is today, or if we're already figuring out a different time for him.
Well, I thought today 9 o'clock. What are you talking about?
Member.
What? We switched.
No,
things
you're
around.
The one that said 9 o'clock Thursdays,
and we moved other things around. 8:30
Thursday works. Can you 9:30 Thursday? Yeah. 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay.
Today. 9 o'clock.
Today.
Yeah.
Well, I get confused because everyone can't do this time and can't do this time and can't do this time.
We John Chill is coming on at 9:30. Mm-hmm. So we moved that because you said, and now you're like, because
you said,
I don't know.
He's too busy thinking about Taco de Asada.
This guy's on Bussin' with the Boys. Yeah,
That's his focus is somewhere else.
I know. We get tacos.
Yeah, a little boxing interview. It's going to be great. Time to talk right now about Kent Jones.
He's mad because he didn't get food.
Over 1,400 career closings for this dude. I mean, so we're Hall of Famers, right, in radio. Okay, yeah. I hate to mention it, but we are. And this dude's a Hall of Famer in the mortgage game. I mean, out of nowhere, a kid just started up his own damn business. 30 years he's been doing it, right? Been doing it right. He has saved, I don't know. I mean, because there's some people that say 10, 12,000, 15,000. If he was able to figure it up, how much he's actually saved people over the years, it's incredible. And here's the thing is you need him. You don't know the mortgage game. Unless you're a broker, unless you are, I mean, a real estate agent and you're not those things, chances are you're not those things. I mean, you don't know the game. You don't know that you got to get the insurance agent, you got to get the survey, you got to get the title company, you got to connect all these people. How about he can find you a buyer's agent that will rebate part of their commission. Right? This is the game that he plays. He's got all the hacks. He knows the game. If there was a Mortgage Hall of Fame, Kent Jones would be in it. If there was a Mount Rushmore, Kent Jones would be on it. So if you're looking for the best way to buy a home, don't do it yourself. You don't know. I wish I knew him when we were buying houses in Houston. I just wish I knew him. 713-520-5626, 713-520-5626, or 975loans.com. Do it the best way. Get Kent Jones.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
I love this time of year. I get so many emails. Last year, I told you to take Jaden Daniels and Brock Bowers. This year, here's who I'm telling you to take.
So this is it's a meme now that's happening. Apparently, yeah, everyone on Twitter is doing that. They take the very best players now. And yeah. I told you last year these eight players were the keys to your fantasy league. Right. And it's turning into a whole, apparently it's a whole thing that's happening right now. So
Right. how about we had, I don't know, did you see the U.S. Open start with mixed doubles and $1 million match?
Not the Sinner Alcaraz thing, right?
No. Mixed doubles.
A million dollar mixed doubles match?
It was for a $1 million U.S. Open prize. They started the Open with mixed doubles, and Sarah Errani and Andrea Vavasori beat Iga Swiatek and Casper Ruud. And they won $1 million.
Casper Ruud. Show, put some respect on my people's name.
I call him Paul Ruud. He's
there's two Casper U's Ruud in this, sir. There's not two D's.
That's what I call him. Mama called him Ruud. I'm going to call him Ruud.
Mm.
Okay? So that's what my mom called him. So
Your mom never watched Casper Ruud.
That's how it started. And not only that, but the U.S. Open is also having a, like, bachelorette thing going on as well. They're really trying to kick it up this year.
They're trying to do anything they can to bring attention to
people. Watch.
I got to be honest. I enjoyed watching the women's draw and men's draw in Wimbledon. I had a really good time with it. I haven't really sat down and watched it for the whole. But you know, I think part of that is because there's matches in the morning and afternoon, kind of like with soccer. Look at Fromber. They're showing his old lollipop curveball getting smacked to the wall. That's when what's his name got hurt. Ugh, we'll get to Fromber a second, but yeah, I actually really enjoyed the in Wimbledon watching the men's and women's draw in tennis, and I didn't even need a U.S. player. Fromber's pitching looks like it really does look like Chaz McCormick right now. I mean, it is just straight pus coming up there. His curveball. What is wrong with him? Something is not right with Fromber Valdez, and something was right with, and we got Charlie Moore. We got Uncle Charlie just rolling us.
That was just all. I mean, I don't know. It looks like I don't know if his shiv-a-gitter is broke. And it can't be. He's in a contract year.
No, I don't think it can't be that. It's got to be there's something physical going on. I mean, who would literally, what are you saying? He's like tanking?
No, I just don't think he's got the same fire. He doesn't look like he's got the same fire to me.
He doesn't look like he has the same pitches to me. Yeah. Everything, there's nothing tight on those. I'll bet you that spin rate is not good. He and Kyle Tucker are picking terrible times to play this bad in contract years. Terrible times.
Yeah.
Kyle Tucker's been benched. Benched. They were considering him a potential $500 to $600 million player. I never thought he'd get to $600 million, but there was talk about him maybe, you know, being a $400 million player. How in the world do you do that? Are the Astros back in on Tucker now?
No, they're not back in on Tucker.
Why?
Well,
if the market softens up for him, it only takes one team.
Man, talk about guys losing money right now. Fromber and Tucker. I mean, is anybody just burning money right now like those two?
Mm-mm.
Honestly.
They have set it on fire.
Yep. They just said, you know what? I don't need that. I don't need to be.
Watch Fromber get sat down with the news. Watch his agent, like, we just need to make sure people know you're injured.
Yeah,
just
right.
Shut it down for the year. That's not going to work for me, sir. And then Lance McCullers like, yeah, what were y'all saying now? I guess I got to bail y'all out again like I did when I had 27 straight curveballs.
Oh, Lance McCullers is back. That's where we're going to – that's it. That's the turnaround right here.
I love it. I'd love it if it was anybody, honestly. Luis Garcia, Javier, McCullers, I don't care. JP France come in. I don't care who. Just somebody come and save us. Although, starting pitching hasn't been good, but where are the hitters? I guess we got to go get JD Martinez. And who else are we supposed to pick up? What other 38-year-old guy are we supposed to pick up, according
David
to Keith?
David Peralta.
Yeah, Peralta. Huh. Bring in Peralta and J.D. Martinez.
Before we go to break, because we should, because we got to stay on time, because Josh Pate is coming up at 9. I want you guys to ponder this. What's more likely to happen over the course of Lance McCullers' rest of his Astro career? He gets 27 outs total in playoff games? Doesn't have to just be this year. Or 27 iced coffees he serves at his place.
Oh, iced coffees.
So that's such nasty work.
What's more likely over the next several years of his playing career? 27 outs total in a playoff.
I can't believe we're doing.
He's not going to get
bets on iced
how
coffees.
How is Lance McCullers going to get 27 playoff outs?
I'm just saying over the next couple seasons.
You're a bad person. Okay.
Then let's stop talking about Lance McCullers then.
No.
If you just did an iced coffee prop bet.
Let's stop talking about him then if you don't even think that's possible.
I've seen him do it before. He's got two rings.
How long ago was that he did it?
No.
Don't worry about it.
I do worry about it because you're bringing
Lance
him up.
Lance takes a couple years off all the time.
Great.
He did it in 22. He had a really good regular season in 22.
Jeez. How long ago was
he
that?
He finished strong in August is what he actually did.
3 years ago.
He had six starts in August. In August and September, and he looked really good in all those.
Yeah.
Oh, he's getting back in August again.
You're
getting back in August again.
Good start.
That's the Spencer Arrighetti thing.
You know what? I'm going to predict that his first start is a masculine start.
Great.
His first start is a masculine start. It's a good start.
You know what masculine men do besides have good starts? They drink Coors Light.
Oh. Coors Light. That's what you do. Masculine, not so masculine. I mean, women, everybody can drink Coors Lights. Everybody's invited, okay? Everybody get on board. Everybody jump on the train. Remember they used to have that join hands, start a love train. That's right, Coors Light, love train. But now what we're doing is we're keeping Texas chill. In these blazing days of August, we need Coors Lights to make sure that we're chill, make sure that we're refreshed, make sure that everybody's having a good time. We are keeping Texas chill. Chill, bro. Chill. Here's a nice, cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Love that. That's what I love about my Coors Lights. I love that they're keeping everybody chill. I mean, I'm going to be chilled out at the listener party. You're going to say, well, I'll be chilled out at Lake Charles at Golden Nugget. I'll be chill probably a lot of days. And there's a week in between, I'll be chilled a lot of those days playing golf as well. I'm telling you here and now, if you're looking for cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing, I think there's only one place to go. You want to keep Texas chill? Make sure you got it on hand for your boys when they come over. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing, Coors Light. Climb on, brother.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Okay, I'm officially on the 40 under football videos that people have been talking about.
I know.
Oh, my
God. The hits? The hits on those things?
Well, and sometimes just... Well, I saw that one that literally is one of the hardest hits I've ever... On that little running back?
Yeah.
That was one I audibly screamed like, oh!
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming. I thought it was gonna be bungling tackles, and I thought he almost got decapitated.
What are you guys doing? You got to go to work on Monday.
They got a 40 under football media day.
Holy crap!
What in the absolute world is
There's
going on?
There's 37 and under and 40 and under, and man, oh man, these guys are killing each other, killing each other.
But some of it is just really bad. Like, their guys have no business even playing. Like, they're terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Oh, my gosh. Well, looks like I'll see you guys tomorrow. Yeah. I got these videos going.
That's all? You're done?
It's not a bunch of videos. There's one where the guy keeps literally getting annihilated.
Yeah. There's a couple. I've seen a couple, three of them. And you got to,
I'm on it now. I can't really get off
doing this. And sure, we got Josh Pate coming up. Let me ask you this. How do you feel about a logo change for Notre Dame? You know, they got that little fighting leprechaun. That's their logo. Now they're making them specific to their teams. So the football team won't have that fighting leprechaun anymore. It'll be a leprechaun with a football running.
Okay. And then we get a football
you're
leprechaun.
Basketball one, a baseball one. They're going to make them specific to the teams.
I kind of like it, actually, since you have, like, you can do it because you have an actual character.
Human type being with hands.
Right. You have a character that can hold different things. Actually, I think that works because from a marketing standpoint and a merch standpoint.
Right. Is it Kyler Murray for the football team?
No, he played at Oklahoma and A&M, so they wouldn't use Kyler Murray.
Oh, he was Kevin Sumlin's guy.
Yeah. By the way, leprechaun.
Did you hear Sumlin's gun?
Stuff.
What?
He left Maryland, and he went to the Jets. Where was it? He went to a pro team, and he's like, nah. And I think Sumlin's just done. Yeah.
Well, all I know, we're on a... text stream. He's sending a lot of memes and stuff lately, so I think he does. He's got more time. I don't know. I hadn't heard from him, but I'm on a text stream with him and some other guys, and he's sending out a bunch of different stories and stuff. So yeah, I believe it. He's got time on his hands.
Yeah. That came from somebody who knows Dana real well, by the way. So
okay, all right. I don't know. I didn't know he left Maryland. I did not know that. Well, I do know he sends. I can send you some of this new stuff he's sending out. But yeah. I didn't know that. Yep. All right. 713-780-3776. Well, actually, not much time. Other than that, Jimmy Ward was a big story. For those of you that weren't with us a little bit earlier, Jimmy Ward, we are both predicting has played his last game as a Houston Texan. A lawsuit alleges that he sexually assaulted a woman. While he was allegedly high on meth. This was a story
she
on
alleges.
Channel 13. Yeah, she alleges this in a suit against him. And, well, a complaint against him. And no, it's a lawsuit, actually. And so it's an ugly, ugly story with a three-year-old that was in the house while all this was happening. She had to run out of the house naked with the three-year-old, apparently, and was screaming and yelling for the cops. It's something that you just don't see out of a Houston Texans player. So Lance and I both believe that Jimmy Ward has probably played his last game. C.J. Gardner-Johnson is coming back. They're pretty good at safety. Jalen is probably playing the nickel, right? But you got M.J. Stewart. Hopefully C.J. Gardner-Johnson will be back. Kalen Bullock, who is getting a lot of love nationally. Kalen Bullock. And when, like what's his name went there? Ben Solak, went to West Virginia, mm-hmm. and he was talking about Jacob Johnson, the fullback. But the other story that he had out of camp was that all the defensive backs, you know, you were talking to Daryl Stingley, you were talking to Kamari Lassiter, and they all had stuff to say about Kalen Bullock and the ball hawker that he is and the kind of center fielder that he is that they love. So Kalen Bullock is catching a lot of love at Texas with his teammates, especially the defensive backs. And so you're pretty good at safety. You were a lot better when, you know, before Jimmy Ward and this stuff came out, before C.J. Gardner-Johnson got hurt. You were pretty damn deep at safety.
Yeah.
And now M.J. Stewart is allegedly a starter. We'll see whether or not he's going to be the starter, depending on what happens with C.J. Gardner-Johnson and he gets back.
Right. I mean, he's not, you know, he's not what you want to start. They've had him since 2022, and he's not, you know, he's much more of a full-time special teams player. But once Chauncey Gardner-Johnson gets back, yeah, I think you're okay at safety.
Yep. Yes,
I think
Nick Caserio, yeah, much better at acquiring DBs than you guys are at going to break. Let's go.
Okay. Yes, let's go. Go to break. So Josh Pate next right here on ESPN 97.5. John Daspit right now, though.
John Daspit is the people's champ when it comes to personal injury lawyer or just loss of property. I didn't realize that was one of the things that he did until, you know, I guess it was about a year ago I realized that, because I just went to the website, DaspitLaw.com, and I clicked on the upper left-hand corner where it says practice areas, and it's got commercial litigation, negligent security, which can lead to loss of property, property contamination, recovery from insurance, workers' compensation, truck accidents, product liability, premises liability, plant and refinery accidents. I mean, there's a lot that John covers and that his law firm covers. That's why he's got so many lawyers across the state so that they can handle the caseload at a reasonable rate so they can put more time into your case so that you are taken care of. When I say taken care of, I mean, get to the doctor, get your stuff checked out. If you're injured, a lot of people don't go. They're worried about insurance costs, the deductibles, or maybe you don't have insurance. John wants you to make sure you go find out. Do you have anything head trauma? Do you have any hairline fractures? Do you have anything that needs to be fixed? Because if it is, it's going to make sure it gets fixed. Their insurance is going to pay for your time off from work, your short-term, long-term, and then they're going to make sure and take care of you for a pain and suffering standpoint. And it's just, you get fair results with John Daspit and strong results with John Daspit. He is a winner. 713-CALL-NOW is the phone number, 713-CALL-NOW, or go to DaspitLaw.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.